One step closer, Rachel commanded.
Luke sighed and moved nearer. He was now standing directly across the desk. Rachel paused as she made a small adjustment.
Okay, ready.
What do you want me to do?
Make eye contact for a start.
Luke raised his head. His eyes were deep blue and fringed with thick dark lashes.
Eye contact established. What now?
I need you to be feeling a powerful emotion, something recognizable. So think of something that you feel strongly about. Don't say what it is.
Luke's gaze flicked to Rachel's and then away again. She saw him draw a deep breath and then narrow his eyes in concentration. He stared with electric intensity. Rachel observed him closely. He seemed to have forgotten to breathe. She saw his eyes flare. His pupils widened visibly and she heard a change in his breathing. His hands tightened into fists.
What do you see?
She said. The voice beside her was low and quiet.
Pupil dilation. Respiration shortened and more rapid. Up to 20 breaths per minute. Heart rate increased by...
Luke's wristband is picking up his vital statistics and I can read them on my screen, Rachel said impatiently. Tell me what he's feeling. What do you sense?
There was a long silence before the figure at Rachel's side spoke again.
He is focused. Not agitated, but concentrating very hard.
Good, said Rachel. Keep going.
He is frowning. His temperature is steady, and I see no signs of anger. I don't believe I have made him angry.
Not yet, said Luke.
He said, not yet, as if it were a warning, but I detect a smile. Was that a joke?
As close to a joke as you'll ever get from Luke, said Rachel.
Is this going to take long? Said Luke.
I think I have it.
The voice was excited.
He is impatient because we are taking up his time.
Impatient, said Rachel. Was that it, Luke? Was that the emotion you were expressing?
Luke laughed and visibly relaxed.
I would have said irritated, but yeah, impatient is close enough. Can we stop now?
Don't be a spoil sport, said Rachel. It's going so well. Just a few minutes more.
She checked her watch.
Oh no, look at the time. I must get away on time today. It's our anniversary. 18 years, can you believe it?
I can,
said Luke dryly.
Aidan's booked us in for dinner at the Old Saxon. I was so thrilled when he told me. You can't get a table there for love or money. He must have organized it months ago.
Her smile was wide with excitement.
Sounds like fun, says Luke. Happy anniversary.
Thanks.
Rachel stood up from her chair and stretched. The last rays of sunlight slanted in through the windows, dappling the teetering stacks of paper on her chaotic desk. She moved over to the window and looked out at the smooth lawns which surrounded the laboratory building. It had been a beautiful spring day, and it promised to be a lovely evening. She imagined holding Aidan's hand across the restaurant table, sipping a cool glass of wine. She would put work out of her mind for once and relax. Yes, there was a tiny glitch she'd spotted in the experiment, and she'd have liked the time to run the sequence one more time and solve it, but not now. Now was the time to switch off. She looked over to Luke's side of the lab. He had crossed to one of his workbenches and was recording some data on a clipboard in his small, meticulous handwriting. She made fun of him for writing things out by hand before he entered the information into his computer, but he was insistent.
I like to form things manually, he'd say when challenged. If it doesn't exist physically, it isn't real to me.
She laughed at that. She could make mountains move and galaxies whirl with the keystrokes of her computer, and that was as real as any column of handwritten figures. But Luke was adamant.
I think with my hands,
he'd repeat insistently, and he did. She had never worked with such a fine mechanical engineer. If she could conceive of something, Luke could build it. His obsessive attention to detail equaled her own, and his creativity was boundless.